The Defense Department is taking another hard look at the size of the Army, including Fort Drum. The president's defense budget requires that the Army cut 20,000 troops every year for the next 3 years. Fort Drum could lose as many as 16,000 soldier and civilian jobs in that time. As WRVL's Julia Botero reports, Fort Drum is gearing up for a listening session this Friday, hoping it will save them from the biggest possible cuts.
Think of it as a mix between a town hall meeting and a pep rally. All of Jefferson County is invited. Government leaders will be there, along with New York representatives Elise Stefanik, John Katko, and Richard Hanna. And the Army is sending their own representative. Garrison Commander Colonel Gary Rosenberg says people should focus on what sets Fort Drum apart from other bases around the country.
We live in a community, we go to school in a community, go to the same hospitals everybody else does. And so it's very nice, very comforting to know that people care, they want us here, they feel that we're a part of this community as well.
2 years ago, the number of soldiers in the Army was at its highest since the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army cut troop strengths at bases around the country as those combat missions came to a close. Soldiers at Fort Drum were lucky. Relatively few were asked to leave in the first round of cuts. Rosenberg says this time, jobs at Fort Drum may be hit harder.
As I said last time, we had a good idea of kind of what the impact was going to be. This time, we don't have a good idea of where these cuts are going to be taken or how large they're going to be at the locations that they are taken.
Up to 16,000 soldier and civilian jobs could be cut on Fort Drum.
So that number, I will tell you, is driven by sequestration. Okay, that's not a number that the Army would like to go to. That number is driven by sequestration.
Rosenberg and his staff would like to avoid as many of these losses as possible. That's why they're looking for help from the civilians who live near the base. Rosenberg says talking about how Fort Drum jobs have helped the community and how the community has helped improve life at Fort Drum will work in the base's favor.
And what I would tell you is people ought to highlight that fact because that stands out. Not every place is like that. That's what stands out. That's what makes Fort Drum different.
A report released by Fort Drum officials indicate that the salaries of its civilian employees, soldiers, and contractors total $1.3 billion. Rosenberg says cuts on the post would mean less money flowing into the community. That could lead to a loss of civilian jobs that provide services to soldiers and their families.
Because we are such a large organization with such a big impact in a relatively small area, the economic impact of pulling us out is proportionately larger than it would be somewhere else. And you know, to just, you know, use kind of a bogus number. So if you took 16,000 people out of New York City, New York City wouldn't even know it. If you took 16,000 people out of Watertown, we'd know it immediately.
But how much impact will this listening session have in the Army's decision of what to cut and where? Rosenberg says he's not sure, but he says the community support will play a big role. He says the funds Governor Andrew Cuomo promised for improvements around Fort Drum this year is money that's not coming out of the Army's pocket. The same goes for the hospitals off base that take care of soldiers. The more help that comes from the state and the community, the less of a financial burden Fort Drum is on the Army, and the better it looks to the people deciding where to cut those 20,000 troops each year. Fort Drum's listening session is this Friday, March 20th at Jefferson Community College. The event will begin after an outdoor rally at 5 p.m. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.